talking about the definition of the person of Dani. The person is three elements. There's the rotzen of the chush hanor, which is the most primal element of the person. The person wants to feel good, and that can be referring to physical pleasure, or it could be turned towards, it could be feeling, being loved. All those are primal needs of the person. That's all considered hanor. The chush hanor. Connect that you have the rotzen, which is the person with the area where the person feels a push that he wants to go towards, and you have the karech bechira between. So a child starts out with the main focus is the chush of harno and the chush of harno. You're not doing any major bechira at that point in time, and so come in. So that then, but it comes to the kuda of, as a child develops in the kuda of rotzen, so then there's a koyek of bechira. He says, now, a child many times will choose between two hanos, right? So, example he gave, the kid wants to take the candy, and he's going to get punished if he takes the candy. So there's a hanoah of taking the candy, and there's a hanoah not being punished. So the choice is not really a choice. It's a choice between which pleasure or lack of pleasure is more significant than at that point in time. Right? So you throw in the possibility he might get caught, etc. He chooses the candy over the other. Right? If his father's standing right there, he chooses not the candy. Right? You know. He chose the right thing. He didn't choose. I mean, it wasn't a crack of bechira in the sense that a person made him a moral choice. Right? It was a choice of thing which. So a person decides not to steal because, you know, he's afraid of the policeman. That wasn't bechira. In the sense that we're saying that the person is choosing between his rotzen and his chush hanor. Ulam nisparan rabat tzmenas, or pesh kuflan hay, the bottom, the last paragraph we ran through, so on. Let's pick it up again. Let's think about ourselves. A mature individual. Do we use karech bechira often? Tivim, we have a certain, each person has their nature, which inclines them towards a certain way. Chinuch, we have our training. Hergol, what we become used to. Negias, and the benefits that we go get out of it. Shulton banu kemat shulton muchlot minayarat seva. From throughout our lives, we have these different things which are, as it were, directing us. You talk it; it's possible. Shalom yotzi eshnoisov. Person can go through his life. We believe that he's dakek the kerech abechir without making any real moral choices. A choice between his rotzen and his hanor. For example, bal tivim noichim. It's a person who's he's a gentle nature. He's easygoing fellow. Asheloizolz mechinuch beis hardo. He was trained by his parents in a nice way, so he has no need to go differently. Nothing's really pulling him in a different direction. Mitzvoisov milumado. The way he does his mitzvah, because that's the way he was trained. His negias help him because he gets covered. People look at him as being a nice, good person, etc. So that supports the role of, that's the hanoa of doing the right thing. He never was given any major nisoyan, which he had to stare down and overcome. Here he is. Without any independent thought, where he, you know, it wasn't because of his training, etc. The person decided, I have a certain rots and I want to accomplish, and I'm going to choose A over B, even though B is calling towards me, and the chush hanor calls towards it. So it's very possible that such a thing should happen to the person. He writes a different place.
It's a bad thing.
He doesn't see it as a mile, no. He says, on the other end, he writes in a different place, he says, you have a person who's raised frum, you know, as he calls it, fei reish yod mem sof hi, frum, right, as opposed to a bal musar, right, and this is his life. And he can go through life doing a lot of, and he even have like like, you know, the asking shilas and different things, etc., because that's all part of the training. Like, that's what you do, you know. It's not, it's like you come out, you cry. It's like, oh, Zella, whoa. Oh, it's a similar to your dance. I mean, like, it's like he's trained, you know. It wasn't like he made a conscious decision. I'm so excited, and therefore I want to dance in Simchas Torah. It's that's the atmosphere in shul, you know. So he dances, you know, goes to chasen, and he loves it. He's so excited, you know. He's not really choosing. So you can, on the other hand, you can have a person who's not frum, who can be faced with a real moral dilemma and rise to the occasion and choose the right thing. He says that's the meat. He calls it, that's the meat of Yira. He writes in the Chelebe, talks about Yira. He says, you know, some people which are never really using their Yira, and the usage of Yira, not Yira, doesn't necessarily mean frum versus not, you know, fry. It could be that quite the opposite is possible. Now, Zoyi Dugma Kitzonis, this was an extreme example. You know, most people are not like that. We do have areas where actually we have a Mitzvah in front of us, we have a Rotzen to do the right thing, and we have a Hanoah pulling this other way, and we make a decision, sometimes the right, sometimes the wrong, but we are definitely using the Kaif of Bechira. But, you know, we gave an extreme example to bring out a point. When we do think about ourselves, we will realize kipam in the dearest ma'od onu mishtamshim b'kayach b'chira. We don't use that as often as too often. Harishus nesuna. The Mishnah says harishus nesuna. Right, the power of b'chira is given. Ach b'maisa sholtim bono hativim hachinuch ahergul banagius. Hein b'achros hagarolios b'chayim. Hein b'achros hektanis. Most of the things that we make is because we're programmed. We have our nature, we have our chinuch, we have what we're used to, and we have our negiyas. It can be a good negiyas, right? You know, not all negiyas makes you do bad things. You know, some of the negiyas make you do good things, but then it's a negiyas. So it's a chush halo. So that can be in the large decisions, and it can be in the constant small decisions. So where's the Bechira? Okay. Veda, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Yonah Paisa Bevuchasul. Rabbeinu Yonah addresses this question. Hukaisa Beshari Tshuva Gimel Yud Zayin. It's a fascinating piece of the Rabbeinu Yonah there. So what he does like this. Shar Gimel of Shari Tshuva, his goal is to try and bring across to you the significance of the mitzvahs, and therefore motivate you to do tshuva. So he says, you know, the first thing he starts up, and he goes from the kal to the chomer. So he says to the kal, you know, the first thing is the Rabbanan. That's only the Rabbanan. So he brings you all the chazals, how important the Rabbanan is, and you should overcome that attitude, it's only the Rabbanan. Asay, you know, asay is not, you don't get malchus for an asay, and it's not so chomer. So he said, no, asay is very important. Allah says asay, but it's not a chi of kor, you know, no, it's very, you know, he goes each one of them how, and then he gives us examples of each one. So he's talking about mitzvah asay over here, and he says, with that, you should know. So you say, it's only an asay, it's not that significant, it's not that important. Kimailus, holyarnus, nimsur, but mitzvah asay. You should know that the highest level of mila that the Torah gave us are given always in the form of an asay. So the quality of bechira, shenemar ubecharta b'chayim, umaylus talmud Torah, umaylus lechas b'darchei Hashem. He lists 10 things, which are 10 commands in the Torah, commits us say, of what we represent the highest qualities of a human being. So they are. He mentioned some of them over here. Does he quote all of them? I don't think so. Maybe he does. Okay, let's see. So you have Bechira, Talmud Torah is 2. Milas Lechas Vadach Hashem, following the ways of Hashem, that's doing Sodom, etc. is 3. Milas Hisbarim Gdulas Hashem, thinking about the godliness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's 4. Milas Zikran Chasadim, I mean, the thing about the Chasadim the Rosh Hashem does for us, that's 5. Kedusha, acting with Kedusha, Avoida, Yira, Malas Ava, Malas Adve, because he lists all 10. Okay, so all of these are given in Asay. So you don't take Asay lightly. You see Mamish, and he says, if you look at these 10, you say, wow, that's life. That was why the Russian created man, to reach these madrigas of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and thinking about the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and the Gdulas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Dveikas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kedusha. That's it. That's what life is about. So don't take Asay's life. That's his point. But he refers to these things as the Milos. And one of them is Milos of Bechira. Right? Now, until we get to this piece, and we learn this piece of Revolve, Milos of Bechira sounds strange. Right? We understand the person has to reach a madrega of Avas Hashem. Now, again, the point over here isn't choosing right. The point is choosing. I choose all the time. I understand, Avas Hashem, I don't say I have Avas Hashem all the time, or I have Yiras Hashem all the time. But I'm always choosing. What's Milos HaBechira? Not Milos HaBechira B'toyim. Milos HaBechira, the Ben Yonah calls it. He says, yeah, it's a Milo. You have to get there. You have to work yourself to get to the Milo B'chira. Right? As opposed to, in the same way that Ava and Yira and Kedusha and Dveikas aren't automatic. You have to work on yourself to get to those Madrega. You have to work yourself to get to the Madrega called Bechira. And it's not something which is going to happen automatically. It's not something which comes automatically. You have it all the time. Something you have to work on to acquire a concept of Bechira. Well, in a fallacy, it doesn't fall down literally. It means it's not any less than me'ava v'yira d'vekas, all these other things. Asher poshur u'boruhu, those are obvious. Ki kinyosam oyla la'odnam b'tarach rav. You have to work on that. You're not going to get ava or yira without doing that. Ani yichalam liz kais l'bechira. We have to be zoicha to the count of the bechira. L'chein anu chayavim l'knoisa. And that once we have to do it, once we could do it, we have to work to be kind of it. And then he says his last line. I don't know what he wants his last line. Bechira is the Yisrael Eschar Ba'arnish. I mean, I'm not sure why that thought process follows. So he says, so what does that mean practically for us? Right? So let's say it in a practical example, right? We live within our circle. We live in our circle of the areas that we normally function in, and we're comfortable with, and we do with them, etc. And we, you know, we choose in the morning. Yes, davening, no davening. So what am I choosing between? I'm choosing between the fact that I'm used to going to davening, I have an expectation of myself to go to davening, I'm not going to be comfortable, I don't go to davening, right? And I have a lot of that is that my chush hanoah, I'm not going to feel good with myself because I'm so used to going davening, I miss davening, like, you know, right? So there is an expression, we said before, that is an expression of some rotzen over there. I've trained my rotzen to want something good, but right now I'm making the decision based on the discomfort I'll have if I don't go to davening. That might be a reason why a person gets up and is like, yeah, I'm not going to go to myself, I don't go to davening, I don't go to davening. Like, you know, right? But that's within my standard purview. Right? A person says, all of a person alone says he starts learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. And that's a whole new ballgame. Right? People are going to think he's strange. Right, you know, all of a sudden he's like being so careful about his lashon hara. Like until now, he was like, you know, he was like the shmaka guy to go to. It's to me, there's no hanoah supporting it. Right. But he's became aware of something of significance, and he then has trained himself so that there's a certain natural instinct, like what he needed for. That's when a person says, no, this is something which I decided that I really want. I want to accomplish it. So I'm going to make a decision to move and do these things. So Bechira is almost always in the world of the cutting edge of the person. Now, that's where the person is really the hergel is not helping you, the chinuch is not helping you, the tev is not helping you, right? The your negias is not helping you. and you have the hanoa on one side, and you have a rotzen that you want to move forward and become more. So the path of growth is where bechira comes into play. So our problem, or you know, many times is our path to growth. At earlier stages of our life, a lot of it was based on Shlomo Lishmo. So I didn't even do Bechira then. That's what Shlomo Lishmo helps. I don't have to make a major choice because the Shlomo Lishmo says, well, you know, if you learn, people are going to think you're great. You know, so I don't have to. I'm not making a decision because both sides say yes, right? My Hanoa says yes and my Rotzen says yes. So what's the choice? We get to the point where it's uncomfortable and I'm making that decision. That's where my cutting edge of growth is. That's what that talks about the kudus of bechira. That's the mokum where bechira is. That's the front of your battlefield.
Well, your ratzon eventually becoming, every time you have a ratzon for something, eventually it becomes your hana then, because if by now,
right, correct. So then if you stop there, now the brashim will give you schar because changing a ratzon into a hergul and a hana is a beautiful thing. That was the Harav Noah that we said it before. When you get that your Ratzon and your Hanoah work together, that's when Harav Noah. It becomes Geshmak, and you absorb it. You're not fighting anymore. The person who's sitting there every Shabbos saying, you know, it's important to keep Shabbos, and I want to keep Shabbos, but it's so much more Geshmak to watch the TV. You know, he gets a lot of scar for the fights, but he's not enjoying Shabbos. He's not absorbing what Shabbos has to offer him in the full depth. But he gets to the point where he's saying, you know, I really made a decision. I really want Shabbos, and this is really what I want. Then Noah says, yeah, so Shabbos is Geshmak. That's definitely the way you want to get to. But then if he rests on his laurels, like I've accomplished Shabbos, and then he stays there, he stagnates. So Bechir always means there has to be a cutting edge. You, whenever you get to the point where it's a good accomplishment, but the Bechir, you've stopped. But now he takes it one more step. I just want that clock has stopped. What time we got? 51. Okay. Good. He said like this: Amandol zay yisoy gadol b'chokhmas achinu shel azulas v'shel atzmeinu. So I want to tell you a fascinating point. When you're training people, whether it's other people or whether it's yourself, yesh lehisyaches akol adam kilo ein lo bechira. Now we have to understand that what we just said was that people that are rarely using bechira. So you have to understand that that's where people are at. So when I'm dealing with you, when I want to help you get somewhere, I say, well, you know, why don't you just choose? You know, because I can't choose. I don't know how to choose. I never chose. You know, I'm not into choosing. That's not my type. I'm not a chosen people. Right? I'm not a choosing people. You know, right? It says that that's true with somebody else. It's also true with yourself. Right? I'm not into this stuff really too more often.
But when he says choosing, means to make your seichel stronger than your,
to make a true decision between your rotzen and your hanoah.
And your rotzen really means your seichel.
He's talking about the things a person's come to recognition that he really wants, that's important, he really wants them. Kilo hu mukhruch ayalei tivov chinuchoi hergolov v'negiyosav. Okay, that's when you want to train somebody, you want to move somebody somewhere, you want to speak to the person. Now, if we can use that to get us, the guy stop doing an aveira, stop doing mitzvahs. So, yes, he hasn't become a bercher, he hasn't reached the milus of bechira, but he's not doing any aveiras anymore. So that's an accomplishment. So let's, you know, well, I'd rather be a bercher. I'd rather really have this tremendous challenge every Shabbos, or I'd rather you keep Shabbos. I'd probably prefer you to keep Shabbos, and we'll figure out. You should have your tremendous challenges in something more. You know. Right? The guy says, you know, every time he goes to rob a house, he has a tremendous desire. Should he murder the guy or not? You know, that's true. You know, and he gets so much scar on his mind because he doesn't kill the guy. Once in a while, he's nichol. You know, we say, you know what? Listen, that's wonderful. I don't want to take away scar on his mind, chas v'sholom. But let's move your hergel and chinuch and negiyas and timiyas of to, you know, overcome that nisoy. You know, let's do something else instead. Instead of saying, no, it's really geschmack to use your bechira. You know, we wouldn't say that. He says, so that's, it says, result, Slavta talks about, Zel Yusoyda shall chokhmas oilam, shall revar lono rebeno agoin, shall Slavta bar Yisrael b'mitzav dal. He talks about the zmusik of chokhmas oilam. This is the chokhmas oilam. He says, understanding the nature of the human being, what's pushing us, that's the chokhmas oilam he's referring to. When we get that, we realize that we're going to have to talk to you in a language that works for you, meaning yourself, or somebody else, that you got to talk to them a language which works, because this, you know, just choose the right thing is not necessarily an effective way of doing it. Okay, let's hold it here. Shkayach.